A Dutch disaster victims identification team arrived at a railway station near the crash site of Malaysia Air Flight 17 today, where rebels have stored more than 240 bodies in refrigerated wagons. This as fighting flared in the eastern Ukrainian region held by those pro-Russian separatists, underscoring the difficulties that investigators will have working in what amounts to a war zone. Jim Hall is the former chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board and current president of Hall Associates. He joins us from Washington. Jim Hall, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
So we were interested in hearing your perspective on this story because unlike a normal crash site, you know, ones you have had interactions with, this one is happening in a war zone. So what is not taking place in eastern Ukraine right now around the crash site that would have been taking place in a normal investigation?
Well, first let me just point out that the NTSB has, on numerous occasions, had investigators in war zones. So that, on its face, is not that unusual. But here, this is a rebel government, as I understand it. They have no formal accident investigation unit, and it's been very disappointing to me to see that the Russians have a very sophisticated safety board, very similar to ours. I worked with them very closely in the 1990s, and for them not to step in and provide some assistance is really irresponsible. The way these human remains have been handled are just—it's just alarming.
Well, forgive the interruption there, but you were actually anticipating a question I was going to ask, which is: there's so many concerns already over the integrity of evidence at the site, things being removed, human remains, personal belongings, etc. Is that going to compromise the quality of whatever investigation takes place overall, or really make it difficult for investigators to come to a conclusion that they could stand by when, as and when that happens?
Well, time will tell on that. You know, I think most of the information that you're going to need on this investigation will be with the black boxes and the ground-to-air and air-to-ground communications with air traffic control and with the military satellites that were covering that area. So the wreckage probably is not as important as it might be in other accidents, but not handling the human remains in a respectful way is a disrespect to everyone.
Mm. We're seeing that a leader of the pro-Russian rebels has agreed to hand over both black boxes from the flight to investigators who are in Ukraine, and that's according to Malaysia's prime minister today. Who would you, in the last couple seconds that we have, who is actually going to be in charge of an international effort when that takes place?
Well, I certainly hope the Dutch Safety Board will. The NTSB helped create the Dutch Safety Board. It's modeled after the NTSB. They're very capable. And Malaysia, as we saw from the previous accident, really doesn't have the capacity to do an investigation like this.
Jim Hall is the former chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board. He's current president of Hall & Associates. He joined us today from Washington. Jim Hall, thank you so much for your perspective.
Thank you, Magnum.